Bava Kama Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah deals with two different items. First, it'll deal with a person who stole something and gave it to their children or left it to their children, and then he dies. And the second item that'll deal with is how to deal with monetary interactions that you have with people who are thieves. The Mishnah begins, HaGozel Umachal Espanav. Somebody robbed or stole something, and he fed the stolen item to his sons, to his children. Or alternatively, they didn't actually eat up the stolen item in his lifetime, but rather he left it to them, and after he died, they ate up the item. But presently, the item is not in existence anymore. Peturin milishalim. The sons are putter from paying back. They don't have to pay back. The metaltalim, the portable objects that belong to the yorshim, that belong to the inheritors, are not meshubet. There's no lien against them for what's owed by their father. Now, however, the Mishnah says, imhaya davar sheyesh ba'achrayas, but if what their father left them was something that has achrayas, that is to say it has responsibility, which is a code word for karka, for real estate, if their father left them a piece of real estate, then chayovin l'shalem, then they are obligated to pay back from the real estate because the real estate of their father is meshubed. There is a lien against it for the money that he owed as a thief to the person he stole it from. So again, the Mishnah is not distinguishing between what type of item was stolen, whether it was a portable object or whether it was real estate, but rather we're discussing the what the father left to his children. What is in his estate? If he has only portable objects, they don't have to pay. But if he has real estate, then they do have to pay because the father's real estate is achroy. There's a lien against it for what he owes. The Gemara makes the point, however, that this is all talking about where the stolen item is no longer in existence. It's been eaten up. But if the stolen item is still in existence, then they have to return, the children, the inheritors, do have to return the stolen item to the person from whom it was stolen. Now, they have to return it even if the person who was stolen from had yish, even though he's given up hope on it, still, because yish alone is not significant enough to make it theirs. It still belongs, if the item is still in existence, it belongs to the person from whom it was stolen. Now, even though we say normally that yish and shina rishus, if it changes hands, besides being him giving up hope, that's enough to make a kinyan. However, we say regarding this that even though they've inherited it, and therefore it's sort of changed hands from the father, that shina rishus of just inheritance is not significant enough to make it theirs. Now we begin the second part of the Mishnah. Let's say you need change. You can't go to make change from somebody who is an illegitimate tax collector. And the tax collector has a box that he uses to collect these illegitimate taxes. Let's say he's maybe appointed by the government, but he goes way beyond what his due is through the government mandate, and he takes much more. So he's really a thief. So ain't port in lomi teves amochsin. You cannot make change from the box that belongs to the moches, the person who's taking the illegitimate taxes. Volomi kis shel gabayin, nor from the purse of the gabai. Now this gabai again is talking about another illegitimate tax collector of a different form of tax. The ain't not the mehem tzedakah, and you can't take tzedakah from them either. They might think, the Meiri explains, that the person might think that the tzedakah they're giving is somehow atones for their gzela, and we don't want to give them that impression. So we've said that you can't make change from the purse or the box that they utilize for their tax collection. Avol not el hu mitoch beso umenashuk. However, in contrast to that, you are allowed to take from them, make change, I should say, from the monies that they have in their own personal house or that they have in the shuk, that they have in the marketplace, that is part of their personal investments. That, we assume, is not from the stolen items that they have. An exception to this halacha is, let's say you have to pay taxes to them, as you might, and you only have a large bill and you need to get change from them. You're allowed to take change from them. The case we talked about taking change is where you don't need to pay them anything. You just want to make, you have a $10 bill, you want a bunch of dollar bills. Here we're talking about that you owe $5 in taxes, and you need change of 5, you can take that from them. That is what's called matzel miyado. You're saving the money from their hands.